several of the board members came, which was nice for them to be able to see that firsthand. So,
what were some of the observations, particular of the guests from the two teams? And I don't know whether the NJCAA was directly involved during the bowl weekend, or what sort of feedback has been received from the NJCAA about how things went.
Well, it was an interesting contest to see the Rangers square off against the Rangers. Of course, you had Northwest Mississippi Community College Rangers coming in facing Kilgore College, also the Rangers, both teams with dance squads known as the Rangerettes. So in any case, if you were a radio play-by-play announcer, or in our case, a stadium announcer the day of, if you said the Rangers did anything or the Rangerettes did anything, you were money. You were spot on that day. It was a great contest, really. And the feedback from the teams, I have to say, the one of the best compliments, I think, for the day's activities came from the team that lost that day. It was actually Kilgore College. In the post-game press conference, just couldn't say enough about what it meant to their players to be able to come within the state of Texas, to travel to a venue like Kyle Field and visit a city like College Station and participate in activities in Bryan and at schools throughout the Brazos Valley in the days leading up to the game itself. It meant a lot to these schools. They don't often get to go to venues of this size and quality. And I can say from firsthand observation, everyone just really bent over backwards throughout the community to make this something special that these young players can remember the rest of their lives. They will look back on their time in athletics in college, and many of them will not go on to professional careers, of course, but in whatever else they do, they'll look back hopefully fondly on a great contest that they had December 1st at Kyle Field. The dance squads who came from all throughout the region, we had about 350 dancers come from high schools really all over the central part of Texas to participate in this event too, and to see the world-famous Kilgore Rangerettes perform on the field. So in a lot of different ways, it was a very rewarding activity to not only be involved in, but to be there and observe as a fan of the game of football that day too.
From an operational standpoint, everything executed as hoped?
Well, the nice thing, you know, when you're involved up to your eyeballs in something like this, and I have to say, hats off to Sylvia McMullen, our bowl director, who really had an incredibly large task ahead of her to do something not only for the first time for her, but the first time for our community. And she got a lot of support from every conceivable corner, from the Convention and Visitors Bureau to the Kyle Field facilities folks, and people in both cities, and everyone stepped up to do something good for the community, and again to give a great game day experience at Kyle Field in December to these young athletes. Operationally, anything that would have that you'd love to have done better or done differently, fortunately, none of those things were observable by the average fan. There wasn't any situation that came up where you say, "Oh, geez, you know, we really didn't put our best foot forward there," and in a public way. The things that came up, they go on the list of things you'd like to do better next year, the next time you host something like this. But as far as the public face of the event, it was smooth, and it was a good experience for the people who came.
I see the NJCAA has released the attendance figures of all their bowl games.
The attendance figures are out. We were really, I think we were right. Attendance-wise, we were north of 4,100 and really sort of right in the pocket of a more well-attended community college bowl game. I think our hopes were to be well in the neighborhood of 8,000 to 10,000 fans, and that's certainly an aspirational goal for something you've never done before. But of the attendance figures we've seen in approaching four or five different bowls, we were definitely the largest, best attended bowl game. And that's not too bad for year one.
So when does planning for year two begin?
Well, in many ways, for an endeavor of this size, the planning never stops. I think there's a lot of hope and excitement that the event could be repeated. Obviously, it relies very heavily on sponsorships and local support. We, for our part at Blinn College, just cannot say enough about the city of College Station stepping forward, the city of Bryan's support, companies like Bluebell and Copy Stop here locally, News 3, Bryan Broadcasting, of course, Yeoman's effort, making this a first-rate, high-quality event. And, you know, as soon as you start mentioning sponsors, you can't get everyone in, but I will say that if that level of support repeats itself, and we are able to identify a title sponsor, I think for the year ahead, I think there's every reason to believe that that the bowl will continue in very good shape.
Do we have a heads and beds figure yet?
I do not have an authentic figure verified yet by the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but I think the preliminary numbers based on the dance squads who came, the teams who came, and the families who traveled with them, we knew they were excited about the numbers they were seeing come in. I don't have my hands on those just yet, though.